Just 6 months before Britain is due to leave the European Union, pressure is building for people to go back to the polls for a second vote. At its annual conference this week, the Labour Party opened the door to reversing Brexit, backing a potential second referendum. The Labour Party has indicated it will also vote against the government's Brexit plans in Parliament, unless many conditions are met. This comes just days ahead of the Tory Party conference, where Prime Minister Theresa May will come under further pressure from within her own side to resolve the impasse over Brexit negotiations with the Europeans or face a cabinet revolt. Jill Rutter is Programme Director at London's Institute for Government, former senior civil servant with the British government. Jill Rutter, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Hi.
Theresa May, Prime Minister, says holding a second referendum would be a gross betrayal of the country's democracy, but it looks like the chances of a second Brexit vote are ramping up slightly given the soundings out of the Labour Party conference. What do you think? Is that really what the Labour Party is signalling? Is that really what Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn is prepared to fight for?
I don't think he's prepared to fight for it as his first choice. It's very clear, having just come back from the Labour conference in Liverpool, that Labour's first choice is a general election. So if the government gets her, if the Prime Minister gets her deal, if she gets a deal, of course, voted down, then Labour wants to use that as a trigger to go back to the polls to get rid of the government. That's their big agenda, is to take over the negotiations, take over power. What they said, though, at this conference, and there was quite a lot of to-ing and fro-ing about it, is if that doesn't happen, and because since 2010 we have a thing called the Fixed Term Parliaments Act, which makes it really quite hard to trigger a general election for the opposition, you basically have to get the government wanting an election for it to be triggered like that, then they've said their second choice is, if the Prime Minister's deal is unacceptable, is then they would go for a people's vote. The other thing they had at the conference was quite a big argument about what should be on that ballot if we went back. So the people who've been pushing this big people's vote campaign that we've seen sort of swelling up in recent months is basically a lot of people who don't like the result of the referendum, who basically think we should have remained. You could say quite a lot of people think they're slightly sore losers here. Mm. That's where the momentum for the people's vote has come. But interestingly, initially, some of the very senior Labour people said, actually, what should be on that ballot should be the Prime Minister's deal or no deal, so leaving without a deal, and that the option of staying within the EU shouldn't be on the ballot at all. So that was the other sort of sideshow at the Labour Party conference, what might be on the ballot. And where they've left it is a slightly nebulous position, that they're ruling nothing out. And that actually was their position before the conference. But there was a great line from one of Jeremy Corbyn's sort of top henchmen, a guy called John Landsman, who runs this thing called Momentum, which is a sort of membership movement behind Corbyn, where he said, the range of ambiguity has shifted. So Labour's position is still ambiguous, but it's a bit differently ambiguous from before the conference. So I hope everybody's been keeping up at 6:30 in the morning in Australia there.
Yeah, that's right. The range of ambiguity has shifted. Gee, politics is fun sometimes, isn't it? There seems to me, in the 24 hours that I've been watching this, the range of ambiguity has also shifted in terms of Jeremy Corbyn and Labour's intentions on the Theresa May's Chequer proposal when it comes to the Parliament. Now, it's unclear, of course, whether she's got the support of her own side. The position of Labour has been, and as Jeremy Corbyn restated, as it stands, Labour will vote against the Chequers plan. But now he seems to be holding out the possibility to the Prime Minister of Labour's support if she delivers, quote, a deal that includes a customs union and no hard border in Ireland. Now, that's half of what the Prime Minister is trying to deliver, isn't it?
So it's not that far away from what the Prime Minister is delivering. The big difference is on this issue of staying in a customs union or not. And that's one of the areas where the Labour position, which actually in many ways the Labour leadership's position has not been very different from the government's position, if we dare say that. The one area of clear difference has been on this issue of should we be in a customs union.
What does that mean, Jill? Can you explain to us here in Australia what that means?
Yeah. So at the moment, the UK is in a customs union with the EU because we're part of the EU. So we trade tariff-free. But the EU also runs our trade policy for us. And that's a big issue for the Conservatives. They say we want tariff-free trade within the EU like we have now. We don't want to put new tariffs on that intra-EU trade or UK-EU trade. But we want to be able to run our own trade policy. So, for example, we might want to go and do a deal with Australia. We might want to say we don't like those EU tariffs on Australian beef. We don't care so much about the UK beef industry. We'd like to have cheaper beef, so we're going to reduce those tariffs. So the Conservatives are very keen on being able to run an independent trade policy. They think that's one of the big benefits of Brexit. Labour's saying, no, actually, that causes a whole bunch of problems with the EU. It makes this Northern Ireland border issue really much more difficult to solve. The Prime Minister's been coming up with these quite contorted ways in which we can be in a customs territory with the EU, so we don't have to have a customs border, but we can levy different tariffs. And she's been tying herself quite in knots about, can technology solve that? So Labour said, actually, we don't care about this independent trade policy thing. We're happy to be part of EU trade policy, but they do want something that the EU hasn't offered anyone else. It has a customs union with, is that we do want to be, consulted on what that trade policy should be. That should take account of the UK's position. That's not the position that the other country that's in a customs union with the EU, not an EU member, which is Turkey, is in. Turkey doesn't get consulted about EU trade policy. So Labour's actually, lots of the rows are that the Conservatives want their cake and eat it. There's quite a lot of cake and eating it about the Labour position as well. So that's a big area of difference. But Jeremy Corbyn said, if you avoid the hard border, if you do a customs union, then I'm prepared to back you on the withdrawal deal. And what's really, really interesting is all the debate in the British press is about, do we like checkers? Do we not like checkers? But actually, the thing Parliament will get to vote on this autumn is the legally binding thing Parliament will be voting on is not checkers or a free trade deal like Canada or anything like that. It will actually be something much more basic, which is the withdrawal agreement. And that's got three big components in it. It's got the money we're going to pay over to settle our sort of exit bill from the EU. It's going to have the guarantees on citizens' rights that we're giving. So EU citizens who moved to the UK and UK citizens who moved to the EU while we had free movement on both sides. And the third thing is this Northern Irish so-called backstop, the thing both sides are committing that say they want to have there that they committed to in December, which means that there is something that guarantees no hard border irrespective of the final long-term deal. And that's actually the thing that's blocking the route to final negotiations, final agreement at the moment.
So Jill, just finally then, and briefly, we're out of time, but if Theresa May, first she's got to get her own party behind her, she's got to get the numbers in the parliament. If she can't get the Europeans then to agree to her plan and there's no deal, just very briefly, will Theresa May be forced to call a snap election? Is that where this is heading?
What she's forced to do first is to make a statement to Parliament by the 21st of January, a date for your diary, and then basically bets her off as to what happens. Parliament might send her back to renegotiate. Parliament might say, OK, this is all a bit hopeless. And there might be enough people there who say, actually, the only option now, leading former Home Secretary, leading Tories just come out today, sort of, a people's vote would be better than no deal. So that could open up the route to a referendum.
Okay. And that's, of course, if she's still Prime Minister by then. Jill Rutter, thank you very much for joining us.
Make those predictions. Okay.
Jill Rutter, Programme Director at London's Institute for Government and a former senior civil servant with the British Government.